Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Wherever you're listening around the world, a very warm welcome from London in the UK. Here is today's news about electric cars and the future of transport. My name is Martin Lee. This is your EV News Daily for Wednesday, the 14th of March, 2018. And this is a Volkswagen electric special show. Well, until today, I don't think I'd been very fair to VW, sometimes saying that their commitment to electric cars wasn't really being shown too much thus far. There's been some conversation recently about exactly how quickly they were progressing, but today we found out exactly how quickly that was. So far, they've released the E-Up and the E-Golf. They had a series of press releases on how much they would spend in the future. Three prototypes made available to the Fully Charged show and others to drive, and some motor show concepts, but not a lot more else. Well, I must admit, I have a love and hate relationship with VW, really. I've had two Golfs, one petrol, one diesel. I adored them. Their behaviour as a company and their apparent lack of humility at times really turned me off them. As being a VW owner, I owned a diesel when Dieselgate happened, and I was really upset at being lied to. They certainly aren't the only ones that tried to game the emission system, but they are the biggest who got caught. But back to why I love them. They make incredible cars. They make Tesla look like kids in the playground in terms of how many cars they build each year and how many they could be building in serious numbers for electric cars. And I always wanted VW to get really serious about putting their incredible talents into making really well-made, quality German electric cars. And I must admit, whilst I knew they were doing a lot in the background behind the scenes to secure supply contracts, in recent weeks, I was beginning to wonder how long that process would take. It must be enormously complicated. Well, that all changed today at their annual media conference in Berlin as they firmed up their plans to put everyone on notice about exactly how serious they are about EVs. And by the way, as a publicly traded company, I should add that vacuous statements of intent don't really happen. When commercially sensitive information gets released into the market, it can move your share price, so this is deadly serious. They mean this. Here are the headlines. Well, the big headline number is 20 billion euros worth of contracts awarded for EV battery projects for Europe and China. They are working also to cut the amount of cobalt needed. Deals are likely with Samsung SDI, LG Chem, Contemporary Amperex Technology. And for Europe and China, those deals are done. 20 billion awarded. For North America, the deals are still TBC. Incidentally, that works out to about 25 billion US dollars for their battery plans coming soon. That compares to Tesla's 17.5 billion worth of battery contracts that they have announced, that they have awarded. Well, electrified vehicles are going to be made at 16 locations by 2022. To begin with, 9 of its production sites will be retooled for electric car production before adding the next 7 as demands require. The next headline, 3 million electrified vehicles will be made by 2025. This will include a range of 80 electrified vehicles from VW to Audi and Porsche, all of their 12 sub-brands, right? The previous announcement indicated 50 pure BEVs and 30 hybrids. I can't say, by the way, whether that is 30 plug-ins and soft hybrids or whether it's 30 plug-ins. I'm still trying to find that out. One new EV will be launched per month from 2022. VW's CEO, Matthias Müller, said that's how they would achieve the pace. From 2022, one EV per month. The first launch is going to be the Audi e-tron. Pre-orders opened in the UK already. £1,000 deposits being taken, and the specs are similar to other SUVs in that space, like the Jaguar I-Pace and the forthcoming Mercedes EQC. So we're kind of, I don't know for the Audi e-tron. Still haven't found out the exact specs. I'm guessing 90 kilowatt-hour-ish battery. That's 200 real-world-ish miles in all temperature conditions, sub 8 second 0 to 60, you'd think two or four wheel drive options. Next is going to come the VW ID range. The first one, very golfy in all respects, golfy in size, golfy in space, probably golfy in price as well. It's going to be in production next year. On the roads by 2020, it's going to kickstart the big transition, and it's going to be called the Neo. Their self-driving EV concept, the Cedric, has been confirmed to be heading towards production. It looks like a pod, and it's their vision for the future of transport. Mr. Müller didn't confirm, though, which VW sub-brand would own the Cedric. Let me remind you that upcoming stringent emissions limits, which are going to require any brand who sells in Europe, their average CO2 emission across their fleet of every car they sell, the average CO2 emissions must be no higher than 95 grams per kilometre from 2020 onwards, less than 2 years. Otherwise, they face really hefty fines. Now, here are some quotes from Matthias Müller. He said that all of this marked their intentions to launch the largest fleet of electric vehicles of all brands in the world. Our drivetrains will be designed in such a way that this will be met without paying any fines. And we'll make sure that the conventional, traditional drivetrain will be modernised, so they will make a contribution to better air quality in our towns and cities as well. The diesel scandal told us there was a need for radical change. The crisis has acted as a catalyst. We've pulled out all the stops over the last months to implement the Roadmap E swiftly and resolutely. I will just say, a lot of this was their own doing. A lot of this was because not only them, many others were gaming the system, but those are the ones that got caught first and the biggest. But boy, oh boy, am I glad they did, because this is so exciting. Along with the incredible work Tesla have been doing and the enormous amount of electrification happening in China, which to an extent is going under the radar in the West and in North America as well, this announcement from VW will be a landmark day in the electrification of transport. They've put all this meat on the bones of exactly what it means. We're looking forward to the Audi e-tron first, then next year, the Neo. What a cool name! And then from 2022, a new EV every single month announced until 2025, and a huge investment going in. Their money has been put where their emissions were, and we are so delighted. Don't get me wrong, their electric plans are still dwarfed, and believe it or not, we're talking big mega money here. Electric plans still easily dwarfed by petrol and diesel investments of VW. Going to be a big earner for them, but that is going to provide the money, the people buying the ICE cars that, bless them, ain't going to be worth nothing in a couple of years' time. They're going to buy their nice new diesel and then realise, hang on, no one wants to buy that in a couple of years. My car isn't worth anything. We know diesels and petrols are going to be worth so little money very soon. Well, thank you for listening today. Hope you enjoyed it. I'd love to spread the word about electric cars. So if you can, please share this with somebody who might be interested. You can listen to every previous episode of the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, YouTube and the blog, www.evnewsdaily.com. You can subscribe for free to the podcast and get it every single day, and a brand new episode arrives daily and for free. It would mean a lot if you had 2 minutes to leave a little rate and review. And if you have Amazon Echo, download our new Alexa skill. Just search EV News Daily. On Twitter, come and say hi. Leave your comments about the VW announcement. Good, bad, indifferent, what do you think? If you're listening in North America and you're a Tesla fan, what do you think of what we're doing over here in Europe? Let me know at EV News Daily. Comment on our YouTube channel. I just put the audio on YouTube, and a lot of people like to listen on YouTube without any visuals, and you can comment on there, or you can leave a comment on the blog that is open for comments as well. Have a wonderful Wednesday, and I'll catch you tomorrow.